Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we've got a jam-packed show. First thing we're going to do is we're going to kick off with the latest WWE news. Just within the last hour or so, it was confirmed that WWE has come to the terms on the release of ring announcer Eden Styles, who is also known as Brandi Rhodes, the wife of former WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, who was released over the weekend, bringing the total number of releases this, I hate to call it a release season, but that's basically what it is, bringing the total number of releases this release season up to, I believe, 13. With the releases of Cody Rhodes and Adam Rose also happening over the weekend. To me, Eden wasn't the best ring announcer they had, but she was very good. Obviously, I think Lillian Garcia is the best, and to me, she is the, as far as the new breed of ring announcers go, and I know that she's been there for well over 15 years, but when I say new breed, I mean anything after Howard Finkel. To me, Lillian Garcia is the standard bearer after Howard Finkel left. Lillian Garcia was the only person to come close to being a great ring announcer. And if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, the phone number is 323-870-3411. Which was just now posted to the internet. It was just posted to Facebook. Again, the phone number to call in is 323-870-3411. And also, right now would be a good time to talk about Extreme Rules, which personally used to be my favorite pay-per-view of the year, when it was ECW's One Night Stand, and then when it became Extreme Rules at the very beginning, it was my favorite pay-per-view of the year, well, besides WrestleMania. WrestleMania has always been the pay-per-view. But, and I will say I enjoyed Extreme Rules this year, but it wasn't extreme, really. The most extreme match, and this is not really a surprise, was the Asylum match between Chris Jericho and Dean Ambrose. And anybody who knows Dean Ambrose's career knows that he basically made a name for himself, so to speak, in ultra-violent matches in CZW and in other places. So, Extreme Rules was really right up his alley. But right now, so to me, that was the most extreme match of the show, which really it shouldn't have been. The Extreme Rules match probably should have been more extreme. And it definitely should have been a lot more extreme than it was. But right now, we're going to go off track just a bit. And we're going to take a call. Caller, you are on the air.
Extreme Rules was as bad as extreme as a box of kittens.
I had a feeling you would not find that pay-per-view very extreme, and I didn't either. Like I said, the Asylum match was really the only extreme match on that entire card. The other
I liked it, don't get
kinda...
me wrong. I liked it, don't get me wrong. It was entertaining. I mean, you know, the Divas match, it was a Divas match.
There wasn't... The only match on the entire card that I did not find a bit entertaining was the United States title match, which just, to me, was completely one-sided and completely...
I think Kalisto actually got fucked up. Like, he legit got fucked up.
Oh, I think he did, too. He is supposed to have his rematch tonight at SmackDown tapings, and I have not read any spoilers, so I do not know the status of that match. I'm trying to stay away from spoilers as much as I can.
Yeah, my cable box is being stupid and can't record anything anyway, so...
But, Mr. Fatone, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Mr. Diamond?
I'm doing well. I'm dealing with a minor health issue, but I'm dealing with it and hoping that it doesn't become a more serious issue. And but other than that,
I feel you.
Other than that, I'm doing very well.
That's good to hear, Mr. Diamond. That's good to hear. But yeah, back
you
to
know, man,
Back to Extreme Rules here. We, yeah, that Asylum match, the one thing that got me in that Asylum match is how much Ambrose sold that one thumbtack in the elbow.
That was the greatest sell ever.
I mean, I feel his pain on that. I've had that one thumbtack go into the elbow and bend when it hit the bone, and that one thumbtack right there in that part of the elbow, it is a bitch.
You know, fortunately for me, and I better knock on wood, because I have never experienced the pain of a thumbtack jammed in my elbow.
Last time I did it was a match about 5 years ago with Aaron Gunn for the Sol Chipperweight title.
I cannot even imagine that pain.
Oh yeah, it sucks. We got an hour to fill, don't we, tonight, Ace?
Yes, we do. We have an hour to fill, and the fact that we have gone through everything that I had planned on talking about in 11 minutes really sucks.
Well, how's the switchboards looking?
There are a lot of people listening. Doesn't look like there's a whole lot of people wanting to talk, though.
All right, well, if you're listening, you have to hit that one button. You got to hit the one button if you want to talk. So just remember that, you know, instructions.
Yes, if you
want to
talk,
that.
If you want to talk, please press 1 on your phone. And we will get to you in the order that you press 1.
I mean, it clearly states press 1 and you will be entered into the host queue.
I don't know if you know what a queue is.
If you don't know what a queue is, then you need kicked in your head very severely.
And people keep adding on and adding on, and finally somebody pressed 1. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Jessica Jean from CPW.
Oh, there we go.
How's it going?
Ace Diamond, that's Jessica Jean right there. That's Nicholas Davidson's manager, SOM, you know, former CPW women's champion.
And the first,
yes.
Well, being a former Nicholas Davidson manager myself, you have my condolences.
So, how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm
doing good.
Very well.
Can't complain myself. I'm doing pretty good, too.
That's always good to hear. So, Ace, why don't you, you got a guest on there, why don't you conduct your interview?
Well, for the people who don't know anything about you, and I hate to admit that that includes myself, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started in wrestling, and things of that nature.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I've been in the business for almost 2 years now. It'll be 2 years in July. Started out at Tufts in Middletown, and I've been trying to get my name out there. I've been working for a few other promotions since then. I've worked for 1CW, Maniac Championship Wrestling, and IWA in Columbus. So. Just starting out, but having fun and doing what I love.
Very good companies to get started in.
Yeah, they're the ones that let me get my foot in the door.
Didn't you work a CWE show as well last year?
Oh, yes, managed it. So,
yeah.
Managed SOM.
Yeah, you managed SOM when it was Nicholas Davidson and the Tattoo Guy versus the Brotherhood, correct?
Yes, and you were there as well.
Yeah, that's when the tattoo guy helped Nick beat the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to throw that out there.
Well, you did get involved a little bit.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't recall the events in question.
I got video footage.
Video footage don't mean nothing
footage
around here.
Otherwise.
H. Diamond, tell her videos can be edited.
Videos can be edited.
Really?
There
it's on,
video
your,
footage of
it's
me,
on your page.
It's not on my page.
Well, it's on your old lady page.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You keep telling yourself
video
that.
Video can be edited. There is video of me putting my hands on a woman, and I swear on my life I have never struck a woman.
Ace, to be fair, I've seen that video, and there's no evidence that was actually a woman.
You know, that is a very valid point. There is no evidence that was actually a woman. And, okay, we had a phone, we had somebody else on the in the queue, but they have dropped off. Oh, there they're back. And, caller, you're on the air.
You know damn well you've never even touched a woman, Ace Diamond.
Nicholas Davidson.
You know
there's
no evidence, no nothing that you've ever touched any female out there. Except that one that we all ain't going to talk about. You two are starting to bore the fuck out of me again. Oh, wait, before I get started, Ace, is this one of those shows that's edited that I ain't allowed to, like, be myself? Am
no,
I censored, Ace Diamond?
Set
am I censored? Are you fucking censoring me, Ace Diamond?
You're not censored.
Oh, good, because I hate when they do that shit.
We're trying to interview your manager here, Davidson.
I know, I was listening in on the host cue thing. Whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, and Rob, you did help us in that little CWE thing, CWAI, what, CW, whatever the fuck. You did help us.
I don't recall you.
Yeah. You helped us go out.
Yeah, because
you
being called Jelly Roll by the fans.
You helped us go out and talk to Sergeant Mac.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, how many people you got on this line?
There are currently 5 people on the.
And 4 of them's talking. So who ain't hit the one?
I have no idea who's not on.
Who's out there with us? Hit one. You know you want to. Hey, how come you only got 4 people listening?
He's got more people listening. He just that's the switchboards.
Yeah, that's just the switchboard. I'm sure there's a ton more people listening tonight.
How many people's listening?
I don't know.
Can you
I don't
get a
have
count?
That information right now.
Can we get a count? I mean, I stayed up just because Rob kept harassing me all day and telling me I had to call in and harass you, Ace Diamond. Rob, you better have my money.
You gotta discuss all financial with Ace Diamond.
No, I'm not discussing financials with Ace Diamond. Wait, Ace, is it cash? It better be cash. Rob said I was getting paid for me and JJ to come on here and get interviewed.
Yeah, I was told no checks.
Yeah, we were told we was getting paid, Ace Diamond. Why do you think we're here?
If you were told you were getting paid, then you were getting
paid. Conduct your interview, Ace Diamond. We'll talk money later. It's cool. How you doing, Ace? How you been? You don't call, you don't write, you don't text?
To be fair, neither do you.
No, I don't. I'm Nicholas Davidson. Why should I have to do that shit? You should be doing it to me. I mean, you're the one doing interview shows. You're the one who should be hitting me up saying, hey, Nick, I'd like to interview you. No, instead I got Rob sitting at my house bugging me, smoking all. Well, we won't go into that, but. Ace, I mean, how many times did I tell you? You do an interview show, you got to hit people up, tell them you want to interview them. I know. That's what
I have Rob for.
That's what you have Rob for. Well, Rob's telling people you're paying us.
See, Rob doesn't want to even talk about it.
Did you say anything about Peg?
Rob don't want to talk about it.
And we've got somebody else that wants to talk.
Good. Who else we got?
Caller, you're
on
the air.
You got the 7 foot monster, Kevin Cook, boy. That's
oh my God,
oh,
really?
The giant I slayed. The giant I killed.
Yeah, did you beat him, JJ?
No.
I mean, he ain't been the same since you beat him, JJ.
I don't think he has.
He never even. No.
Hey, have you met Kevin Cook?
I did.
He's Rob's
monster. I have not had the pleasure.
He's Rob's monster. Well, it was Rob's monster, so he decided to jack off too much and lost the use of his fingers.
Davidson.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you, Davidson. It's cool. I got a shirt for that.
Let me say it, you cocksucker.
Get a shirt, Ace. You want a shirt? I got a shirt for you, Ace. What size are you, Ace? Ace Diamond, what size are you? I got the new SOM shirts. That's great. You'll love it.
Nobody cares about SOM.
Kevin Cook, shut up. Go do something with your hands already. Ace.
Actually, Ace, you might want one of these shirts. They say, fuck you, Davidson, on the front of them.
I might actually want one of those shirts.
Everybody wants one, Ace. I'm just giving the fans a chance to say what they really mean.
Got mine on right now.
JJ's got one on right now. See?
And imagine that. Somebody else wants to talk?
Nah.
Which
means somebody wanting to order
every
a shirt.
Single person that has called in to listen is now on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, you know who this is.
Charles Stone, is that you?
Yes, you did.
Charles Stone.
Charles Stone, hey, I watched your video.
Wow,
dude. I love the shirt you had on.
Hey, I love the shirts, man. I love the shirt.
See, Charles Stone is a very proud person who bought one.
He also bought bracelets.
Bracelets too. Hey, I got bracelets. One for three or two for five.
Hey, Davidson, I hate to burst your bubble, but he's bought two different versions of the FWA shirts.
Yeah,
your point.
Yeah, I did buy two different versions of the FWO shirts. You're right about that.
That's only because I've only had two shirts, Bob.
No, you've had three.
Have I had three?
Yeah, you've had three.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
The first one was funded by the FWO, you know.
Wait a minute, ain't that the one that you paid for and then they gave you back your money?
Yeah, because I'm so awesome.
Didn't we, like, sell them to a bunch of people?
Yes, we did.
I think I even sold a couple of mass SOM members. I mean, shit.
Yes, we did.
I mean, no comment.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
Well, we don't want to talk about it.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great, except for the fact that Ace Diamond is not telling me he's not paying me.
Ace, how you doing, my friend?
Charles, I'm doing very well. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Just doing a little bit of commentary over at TPW. Oh, you almost forgot. If you did not see the Rafa Tone versus THC. It's going to be on my YouTube channel. It's called Charles Stone YouTube channel. This is when Belt versus the rights to the FWO shirt, which I'm not doing a spoiler.
No spoilers? What the hell?
No spoiler. I ain't gonna tell you who won.
Hey, what about that footage about that guy with the chainsaw who, like, was trying to cut everybody? That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's a psycho, too.
That dude's psycho, too.
I mean, seriously, I'm in a rumble match, and this guy comes out with a chainsaw.
I mean, we're all doing better than Kevin over there. I mean, at least we all have the ability to rub one out.
Yes, we did. Sorry, Kev.
Oh, I'll talk about it.
I wouldn't want to talk about it either. I mean, fuck. Hey, man, we can get you up. Ace, you got any prostitutes we can hook you up with? The guy's in trouble. He can't even use his hand, Ace.
Do what?
Do you know any prostitutes? The man's looking for a prostitute to help him out.
No idea.
Sorry, Clarence. You got a lot. Ace, what about that black book you got? With all them girls' numbers?
You must be thinking of somebody else.
Hey, Diamond, we know you're a pimp. Don't lie to us. I've seen the commercials on TV for Ace Diamond pimping. Ain't that what you've been doing for the last couple of years? I thought you were like following in the Godfather's footsteps and starting a pimping service.
Not me.
You sure?
He's the get pimp with a limp.
That's what I heard.
I'm waiting for him to get the
Slammy Award for best gimmick ever.
I'm waiting on him to start interviewing me so I can get paid.
You're not getting paid, Davidson.
What the fuck? Ace, we had a deal. I come on, you conduct interview, I get paid. That's how it works.
That's so five years ago.
Cash money, Ace Diamond. You heard JJ. Cash money. We don't accept checks. Well, we do, just not from you.
No credit cards either.
No credit cards either, buddy. We ain't got no Master Blaster. Cha-ching!
That's so 5 years ago. I mean, haven't you heard he's got a bankruptcy since then? His credit's actually on the up and up.
Oh, is it? I don't want that many people checking into that.
Check into that.
See if he's bouncing any checks recently. Who else is listening out there? Charles Stone, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I got a question for you, Nick. How long are you going to hold off that briefcase?
My briefcase, until I'm ready to take my title.
Don't you have two of them in there?
Look, it could be this Saturday. It could be the following Saturday. I don't know yet. Look, I'm a smart man, Charles. I've been around long enough. I've held many titles. I'm a smart man. I'm just looking for the right opportunity to take what is rightfully mine. I am the longest reigning TPW heavyweight champion, 2-time TPW heavyweight champion, held the tag titles multiple times. I've been the cruiserweight champ, which I got rid of and brought in the U.S. title, traded it to Rob for my golden ticket.
Longest reigning United States champion, by the way.
I mean, JJ's still waiting on her to figure out what's going on with the women's title. I mean,
the women's title, I believe, has been vacated because Purely Fox has been fired.
Well, then it should be passed back to the former champion. We're going to talk to Finnegan about this. Somebody get a hold of Finnegan. Finnegan,
is
on the
reigning women's champion?
It's just sitting there in the back. I mean, why don't you just go pick it up and start wearing it out to the ring?
It's a good idea, Bob. I think we might take you up on that.
I mean, isn't that
that's the worst idea
anyway?
I've ever heard.
I mean, I did take Vlad's title last Saturday.
I think I was there for that.
You got that on video, me taking the belt? Proving my point.
Is Kevin Cook still there?
He was there.
Kevin Cook is still here.
He's still
there. I got a feeling you're going to take that heavyweight title. But it's going to be the right time and the right place.
Exactly. The right time, the right place for me to start my reign is on my next quest to be the longest reigning TPW. Matter of fact, I'm going to break my last record.
Maybe I'll break my last record when I get my women's title back.
I will be forever your TPW longest reigning heavyweight champion.
I broke my record recently, quick as
I mean, all them guys that have come in from the past, none of them have won the belt and have held it as long as I have.
Hey, Davidson, shut up. The person that we actually wanted to interview was trying to say something. Go ahead.
I was saying, Speaking of records, I just
you
broke
know
my record.
Yes, JJ's the longest reigning women's champion.
And I just beat the record for quickest victory.
Congratulations on that. You beat Tom McClain in 9 seconds.
What? I don't know. I think Megan DeFrancisco beat you quicker than that.
I mean, you didn't beat Kevin Cook that quick. We did beat him, but you did beat Kevin Cook quicker, or not
yeah.
quicker, but you beat him. You did break your old record from when you beat Finnegan.
Yes.
But now you beat Tom McClain in 9 seconds.
Where's
Tom
McClain now?
So that was a match I want to see.
Double P Tom McClain. She beat him in 9 seconds.
And then with the podcast.
Double P, though.
Before we forget, JJ, we need to thank the militant Mark Magnum for the assist on that one.
Oh, yeah.
One more time, who do you need to thank?
The militant one, Mark Magnum.
The one going around.
Oh, he's not relevant anymore.
The artist formerly known as the Black Bull.
Oh, he's not relevant anymore.
He's not.
He's a couch jockey.
So he had big shows coming up or something.
No, he's a couch jockey. He went back to surfing the couch after, I beat him in Middletown for the Open Challenge.
Wait, you beat him for the Open Challenge?
Yeah, he came
in
and thought he could take the U.S. Open Challenge, and I beat him, fairly quickly.
Quicker than 9 seconds?
No, it wasn't that quickly, but,
Well, okay, well.
I also wasn't against Double P.
That's a tall competitor right there, buddy. That man's been around the business for years.
Speaking of which, while I got everybody on the phone, what's everybody's opinion of 1CW shutting down yet again?
They did?
Yeah,
apparently they announced it on Facebook earlier.
Okay, for how long?
That shocked me again.
Charles Stone, Ace Diamond, why are you on top of this story?
I honestly lost interest a long time ago.
He lost interest the first time he shut down.
Somebody should have been on top of this. This is like headline stories.
It's like breaking news, pretty much.
Not as big as it's going to be when I win the heavyweight title, but,
stories from last year.
Or 9 seconds.
Or JJ winning in 9 seconds.
And getting attacked after. Yeah. Never really got
I know. Don't worry about that, girl. We'll take care of that. Ace, do we got everybody on the line yet? Do we got everybody that's on the host panel on the line yet? Or is there more people?
Yeah, everybody's on. Everybody's on so far.
Are we the only ones listening, or is there more listeners?
According to my research, we have 56 listeners.
56 people are listening to me talk on the phone right now. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding.
Hey,
we have 56 listeners.
There ain't that many people that like me. I'm a hated man.
Fuck you, Davidson.
Exactly. I got a shirt for that. And for the sizes from extra large to small, you can get for the low, low price of $15. Anything bigger than that, sorry, guys,
$20.
Had to pay extra for the screen or something. I don't fucking know.
I am a walking billboard.
You are. That's all you're good for now. You can't jack off. You can't roll a joint. You can't even play yourself.
What the fuck are you talking about, David? That was Rob that said that.
Sorry, Bob. I thought it was your gift. Your monster.
Come on, even I know it was him.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all's voices sounded like this late at night.
Thank you.
I know. Fuck you, David.
Off the air.
What?
What's
you should contact me off the air.
Who said that?
Ace Diamond said that.
Contact me for what, Ace?
We might be able to work out a business arrangement.
For what? What kind of business? Oh, for a t-shirt.
No, just contact me off the air.
Okay, well, contact me. I don't know how to contact you.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, hit me up tomorrow, Ace. We'll talk business. I mean, I could talk about other business, but yeah, it's not ready yet. In due time. We should talk about what's coming up. What do we got coming up? Rob, I think you just did a 4-day weekend trip. How was that?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Oh, did you? I don't know. I was sleeping.
So what do you got coming up
this weekend,
Rob?
Wait.
We got tough coming up. Last week you talked about how Terry Evergreen was running around FWL?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Oh, man, and I missed it.
Yes, you did.
Man, I'm like name-dropping all night tonight, ain't I?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, and it's not attracting any new callers.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just getting people's names out there, people that entertain me. I mean,
we're actually
like 42
Dixon. Callers now.
How many?
42.
So we lost some. Guess you all got
boys.
Yeah,
nobody wants to hear you talk, dude.
I don't fucking blame them. I don't want to hear me talk half the time.
Look. People
but you
call
know me if I called, Ace Diamond would pay me. And
people tuned in to listen to us interview. Who did we actually start interviewing to begin
me.
With?
Me. JJ.
Okay, yeah, that's who it was, yeah. I forgot there's too many people.
Yeah, I seen how y'all was interviewing. Why do you think I chimed in? Y'all was doing your usual interview where you, what do you got to say?
Well, Mr. Diamond don't know who she is.
Hey,
Diamond,
this is the artist formerly known as JJ Sparks. We dropped the Sparks. She was getting a little controversy. We went back to her real name, Miss Jessica Jean, and you will remember her name from here on out. Do I make myself clear, Ace Diamond?
Absolutely.
Very good. She is currently the female wrestler / manager of the SOM. She is your former TPW heavyweight, soon to be women's TPW heavyweight champion again. She's your longest reigning record holding female of the SOM.
What about Kira?
Kira's my secretary. What about her? What about her? Is she online? Kira, you here?
No, she's
Kira,
not.
Hit one.
No, I just want to give her a shout out, you know.
No.
Yeah,
no, that's cool.
Kira.
We love Kira. Kira.
Considering she works for me, you know.
No, she don't. Kira does whatever Kira wants, Rob. You know this.
You don't want the buffet.
Yeah, because you said you were paying. Everybody wants a buffet when somebody else is paying. Hey, Rob, what happened to the puppet? What happened to them crazy mad cat dogs and stuff you had with you?
I sold them to the Chinese restaurant so I could get a discount.
They gave you discounts for that shit?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. I was wondering why you was eating there so much.
Sorry, guys, you have to excuse me. I got pie.
You got pie? I want some pie.
I got pie.
I want pie.
I got a Hershey Sunday pie.
Oh, you fucker. I want some now, damn it. You'll make me go to Burger King.
It's still open for another 20 minutes.
Yeah, but Ace has got me on the phone, and if I don't stay on for the full hour, he won't pay me.
I'm not paying you, Davidson.
Ace, I told you we'll discuss that later. You get my bill. JJ, get him a bill. Send him a bill.
On it. I'll get the legal officers on that.
Yeah, get the law firm of Hudson and Harrison on that.
I heard them are some good guys.
They are. Not as good as that Croc and Thomas and whatever it is you got going on, Bob, but yeah, they're pretty
Sanders,
good.
Sanders.
Not as good as them guys, but yeah. Hey, Charles Stone, I left early Saturday. You'll know. Who won the main event?
Who won the main event?
Who was it? It was Dixon and Vito versus Novocaine and
Baby Oil. Baby Oil.
I'm lost.
It was the Dixons and Angel Martinez versus Novocaine and the Saints.
Who won that?
And actually, to tell you the truth, I was outside.
I was asking Charles Stone, why are you talking?
I was partaking in some extracurricular activities. But see, I had heard what had happened was they had called.
Check it out.
You got it online?
It'll be online.
You get it online, I'll check it out. You know that, Charles Stone.
I'll put it up on there.
Hey, Charles, I'd like to give you a little friendly criticism, if you don't mind. Speak up a little louder when you're talking on your videos.
All right.
Sometimes I just can't hear you.
Okay.
I mean, I'd let you borrow my microphone, but I need that.
Yeah.
Just one moment.
And stop focusing the camera on my butt when you record me.
Please stop focusing the camera on his ass. People don't need to see that. I mean, you could focus on Kevin's hands, but who wants to look at that?
I got a pretty nice dick, but little to no ass.
Son! Wait, what? Oh, sorry, I heard dick.
Son?
I like those guys. Who else have we not name dropped out there on? I'm trying to name drop.
I think we pretty much covered everybody.
I don't know, that THC, I gotta whip his ass again.
THC. Hey, how's Natasha?
Wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? Oh, I thought you were still friends with her, and I just wanted to. I heard she was down back at NWF, check, doing their stuff.
Yes, she is, and from what I've heard, it's going well.
I got a question for you guys. Before I let you go, I got a question for you, Rob. What's this for the US Open Challenge? Who's next?
Considering it's a U.S. Open Challenge, I come out there, I issue the Open Challenge, and somebody accepts it.
He don't know who the next Charles Stone ever shows up.
All right, that's your question. Okay, then. All right, JJ, what's next for you for right now? Are you going to any other promotions?
TPW this weekend. As far as I know, that's all I got going on at the moment.
Charles, look, we don't answer that far ahead. We don't know what's next. What's next? She's taking back her title. I'm taking back mine. We're taking over. Same thing that's always next. We got TPW this Saturday, which we're getting belts. We've got other things in the works. I mean,
few people you have to address.
Few people we gotta take, some business we gotta take care of. You just gotta stay tuned, Charles Stone.
Okay.
Stay tuned and
I'll let you guys go. I'll see you guys later.
All right, see you
Charles
Stone. Chuck.
Charles Stone, I got a question for you.
Did he hang up?
Yep, he hung up.
You lost him.
All right, whatever.
He just wants to be on the line with his hero. So, hey,
he was talking to his hero.
I know he was talking to me. It's cool. Hey.
No, I'm his hero.
15 minutes, I was asking some questions.
When's Kevin Cook getting off the disability list?
I don't know. I slayed him, so it might be a while.
Damn.
Is he still on the line?
First, me and the cock take him out with a leg injury. Then JJ takes him out. I mean, Kev, are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Dude, I mean, seriously.
You got a bit bruised.
You got a bit bruised.
How did
no, possibly this Saturday at TPW, you all will see a new monster at TPW.
What? Samoa coming back? Did he get fired?
The who?
Baby food.
Baby food. Your buddy.
Hepatitis C boy.
I don't know. Is that what he's got?
I don't know. That's what everybody else says he has, but who knows?
Are you calling your brother?
No.
Are you calling Jesse back? Where is he at?
Let's just say, yeah, it's bad for everybody at TPW. I don't give a crap or a damn or a shit or what the hell ever, but I'm getting in that ring and I will choke slam everybody that gets in my way.
I hope nobody steps on your hands.
Hey, Kev, this show is not edited. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I don't give a damn.
We
already
covered that like
my
the first 5 minutes
today,
of being
so
on the phone,
Kev. Me off even more.
I hope nobody steps on your hands.
What about my hands?
I said I hope nobody steps on them.
No, he said he was going to
step on
them.
I seen them Saturday. It looked like they hurt.
Yeah, wrapped
they
up.
Hurt.
Did the doctors at least give you some good drugs to keep you doped up through all this pain?
No, see, I'm a real man. I don't take meds.
They didn't even give you no Viagra? I heard you had problems there.
What?
The Viagra.
Everybody needs Viagra.
Out of your damn mouth.
I poked if I were you.
God.
Hey, so you shared your Viagra with Kevin?
I don't use Viagra.
Oh,
no.
That's right. You use Cialis.
I have no need.
That's because you're not touching a woman. We know. We discussed this already.
I love how you twist my words, you little snake.
What are you talking? Hey, I'm an honest man. I've never done anything bad.
Uh-huh.
God, next you say I cheated to win all my tag titles. All 13 of them.
Hey, Ace, I got some good news for you, buddy.
What's that?
I'm going to have to leave you here with these cretins and Kevin Cook. Because my phone's about to die. I didn't charge it up for the full hour. I thought we only had a half, so...
No, you did. You've been telling me all day you've had an hour. Don't lie to the man.
No, I didn't know until like 10:30.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, get on. Say goodbye, Bob.
Goodbye, Bob.
Is he going?
Thanks for listening to HFW Radio.
Goodbye, Bob.
I can't believe he did that before he dropped.
You know he would.
I knew he would. Yeah,
he
does it every single time he's on. But you three know that this is Matt Chat.
It's what?
This is Matt Chat, not HFW Radio. And now we're down to two guests.
So where's your other host? Where's the two guests? Who else dropped out?
I'm still here.
I don't know.
JJ's still here, Kev.
Kevin Cook has dropped.
I'd say he went to go whack it, but we know he can't do that. So, hey, some serious business, buddy. So what's been going on?
Not a whole lot. You know, just the health is getting better.
Good. So when are you going to grace us with your presence?
We'll see. We'll see.
I mean, I know. I'm one of those people that know Diamond Enterprises ain't never dead. You're eventually going to come back and bring some crazy group together and try to attack SOM like you always do. It's to be expected.
Attack SOM? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. People know we've got a story rivalry that's gone back for years. Sometimes I trust you, sometimes I don't.
If you remember correctly, I was your manager for a while.
I know you managed some champions.
Yes, I did. And you left me laying in the ring for some reason.
Look, they didn't want to kill you. They wasn't going to kill you, Ace. They would kill me. Worst they're going to do to you is knock you down. They wanted to kill me, Ace. It was nothing personal. You know this.
Right. It was strictly business.
It was strictly the fact that they would have, some of them people would have got a hold of me, they would have killed me. Literally.
Probably people who still want to kill you.
Oh, that list goes on and on, girl. You don't even know. There's a lot of people that hate me. I don't do things the right way. I never have. They say I have issues.
Yeah, JJ, my best advice is for you would be watch your back at all times because Nicholas Davidson certainly won't.
I've watched her back.
One person.
Hey, I'm a changed
and
that's man.
Nicholas Davidson.
I'm a changed man.
You haven't changed.
I have changed.
You haven't changed.
When you're sitting there going down one path and you believe this is the way the path is going, and then shit changes on you because everybody else has different opinions and decides to do different stuff. You have to change, Ace. You have to evolve. You can't stay 5 years in the past. And that's what I've done for the last couple of years. That's what I've done for the last couple of years. I've evolved, Ace Diamond. I've been in the ring with a lot of people. I mean, it ain't nobody that's out there that's going to say they was famous or anything like that. I've been beat up by a lot of people, you know. I look at every match as a learning opportunity. And I've changed. I've done different stuff. I've tried to hit a couple more trainings. I've, been trying to do as much what I can do with my time and my abilities. I mean, if people don't believe it, then, hey, I don't know what to tell them. Get in the ring with me.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Like I said, you and I will talk off the air tomorrow.
Is that about that business you keep talking to me about, Ace?
It's about a new business venture that I've recently embarked upon.
No, but see, you're more interested in the other aspect of this business that I do. I know what you're up to, Ace Diamond. It's cool. We'll talk tomorrow about it. We'll talk about that other aspect.
I'm sure you've heard some rumors.
I always hear rumors. You know that. For some reason, rumors always get back to me. We'll talk about it. It's cool. I understand. Hush, hush. Not on the air. Gotcha.
So why don't you let us know in the last five and a half minutes of the show, the two of you have going on in the coming weeks?
Right now, next coming weeks, we got titles to take it tough. Shirts to sell.
And bracelets.
Videos to watch on YouTube. I ain't been putting my videos up as far as I've been recording stuff and putting it up. But you know, what I mean, but, if it,
yeah, I mean, if it,
I've got a couple bookings we're talking to people about. And you know, other than that, you can catch us weekly at Tough when we show up. We'll be there this Saturday.
Well, then I will.
I've got other bookers I'm talking to that are, you know, negotiations are going through, and hopefully things pan out. I won't get into more details on that until I've got more details.
Same on your side.
I mean, I'm hoping to branch out. We're talking to people a little further north than Middletown. Ace, you might know something about this. I'm under the assumption that Kentucky has no more promoter's license or wrestling license anymore.
Actually, I don't know about that right now. I have heard that they're planning on getting rid of it. I have not heard that they're for sure.
Well, anyway, show this. You got about 4 minutes, people. Anybody in Kentucky area that wrestles, hit the number one button. Get in the host queue. Come let us know. You got about 3 minutes. If not, maybe that'll be a subject for next week. Ace, you really need to start stepping your game up on this, dude. You need to, like, look, as soon as we get off the phone here, you need to set up your guest for next week, Ace Diamond, and then promote him all week long. We've talked about this.
I actually agree with you on that. I do need to set up my guest for next week.
Tom McClain just posted his message, apparently, to see if you can't hit him up. Tony Evergreen's always doing shit. I'd say Mark Magnum, but Rob said he's sitting on the couch, so I really don't know. I ain't talked to the guy in almost 2 years off and on. Dre Jacobs, I hear he's always doing shit. There's, you know, there's people outside of the TBW area. Find you somebody, Ace.
I'll find somebody. It won't be too difficult. Fastest growing podcast in the area.
So I'm saying, Ace, you've been working on this too hard, buddy. I know you had medical issues that put you down for a while, but get it together, old man.
Hey, you're older than I am.
That's not the point, Ace Diamond. That's
barely,
not the point,
but
buddy.
You are older than I am.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point. Who would you like to interview, Ace?
I would.
Let's throw it out there right now.
People.
Who do you think you could have at least a good half hour to an hour conversation with other than Rob?
You know,
got 1 minute. Start name dropping, Ace Time, and maybe one of them's listening.
Yeah, maybe they'll hit you up on Facebook or something.
Well, now that. Now that they've been
get it out, Ace.
Actually, I don't know, but Mark Magnum would be a fun interview.
Oh, hit him up. I'm sure he'd love to talk. I mean, hey, how about Malice and
Earl Angel?
You got Malice and his partner. They're doing some stuff. Hit them up. I mean, they're NWA boys,
well,
buddy. They get. You know,
I gotta go, guys. I'm out of time, so I want to thank my guests JJ and Nicholas Davidson.
Thank
and
you, Ace.
Good night, everybody.
Make sure my check's here, Ace. Oh wait, no, it's you. Cash, Ace. Better have our cash.